Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, October 13th. Coming up, we're getting closer to peak fall leaf color season. Find out specifically why the leaves turn yellow and how weather can affect the colors. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Investigators are looking for the cause of a fire that prompted the rescue of 9 people and a dog. Flames broke out around 4 p.m. yesterday at an apartment building in the 2400 block of Highview Court in Champaign. When firefighters arrived, they found heavy fire coming from the second and third floor balconies. Crews used ladders to evacuate 8 people from nearby balconies. Another person and a dog were located and rescued from inside an apartment. While no firefighters were injured, one person was taken to the hospital for treatment. The Illinois Governor's Budget Office is predicting a $2 billion deficit next fiscal year. That figure will balloon to $5 billion in fiscal year 2031, according to the office's most recent report. They say the Trump administration's economic policies are largely to blame, from tariffs to cuts to the state's Medicaid and Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. Democratic State Senator Kimberly Lightford says coming up with funding solutions is a priority for this month's veto session.
This is, quite frankly, something we've never had to deal with before. And just the cuts around education and health care, and I mean, it's so many things for us to try to figure out.
State lawmakers are returning to Springfield tomorrow and are set to meet for 6 days. Illinois lawmakers are back in Springfield this week for what they are saying will be a jam-packed 6-day veto session. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Some Democratic legislators are hoping to reach a consensus on how to close a $200 million budget gap for Chicagoland Transit. State Representative Evadina Delgado says when it comes to revenue sources, everything is on the table.
The transit system is a system that I think a lot of people depend on, and we want to make sure that whatever the future of that system is, we're not relying on those that can least afford to pay.
Also on the docket is a clean energy package aimed at increasing electrical grid capacity. According to a spokesperson, there is no interest from the Senate to take up funding for the Chicago Bears' new stadium in Arlington Heights. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Krannert Center for Performing Arts in Urbana was immersed in Arab culture Saturday evening. IPM Student Newsroom's Leili Nazarva has more.
Audience members sang along to beloved Arabic songs, performed the dance of Unity Debke, whistled and cheered throughout the evening. The National Arab Orchestra started as a student ensemble at the University of Michigan in 2009. Now they're world-renowned, but their mission remains the same, preserving Arab culture, according to Michael Ibrahim, who is a maestro of the National Arab Orchestra.
We also wanted to be a platform for cultural expression for the Arab American community, and also a platform for non-Arabs to find out who the Arabs are.
The head of U of I Salaam Cultural Center says he hopes to have the group back for another concert soon. I'm Lina Zarva, IPM News.
Still to come, we're getting closer to peak fall leaf color season. Find out specifically why the leaves turn yellow and how weather can affect the colors. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 78 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 54 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 80 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 53 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 75 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, we visit the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, where leaders have written a coffee table book telling his story through 100 objects.
He's just trying to do better for his neighbors, right? He starts with things like internal improvements, but he ends his life guaranteeing the freedom of millions of people.
I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. We're starting to enter the peak time for fall leaf colors here in Illinois. The hue of the leaves and when they change can vary greatly depending on location and the weather. IPM's Weather Realness podcast team recently spoke with Christy Rowlandson, senior scientist of forest ecology at the Morton Arboretum near Naperville. Here's the podcast's co-host, Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford.
What causes the leaves to turn bright colors that we see in the fall?
The simple answer is because they can't keep them in the winter. Most of the leaves that are changing, they're all relatively thin. And if those leaves were to be on the tree in the winter, the cells would literally explode as the water inside of them freezes. It's like putting a water bottle into your freezer that's a little too full. As the water expands, you can break your water bottle. And so what happens in a tree is those cells expand and get permanently damaged. And all of that investment of energy and resources into the leaves falls. So the other part is like, why do they change color? And that is really fun because except for red, which we can talk about in a second, the color isn't as much like something new being produced, but actually the breaking down of the green in the leaves, because the green chlorophyll, where all the energy from the sun is being harnessed, it requires a lot of energy to produce, and also particularly nitrogen. And so rather than lose that nitrogen, put it into the soil where a tree has to compete with other organisms to get it again the next year, it's able to resorb it, store it in other tissues. And so as that green is broken down, other colors come forward, particularly yellows, which are a pigment called carotenoids that are in other structures of the tree. And then some plants will also produce a red pigment, anthocyanin, to help protect other chemicals as this senescence process occurs.
How does weather impact when the leaves turn colors and when they fall?
It depends, and it's not well understood. We do know that weather has an impact on the timing of fall color because it's not the same every year. But we also know that there's a combination of factors, and it's not just weather that causes or determines the timing of fall color. In general, the things that trigger the beginning of senescence and that fall color to appear, environmental cues, a big one is day length. So these things that mean that the tree won't be able to keep growing. So day length is absolutely one cue, but that doesn't vary from year to year. So that's clearly not the entire picture. There's increasing research on how much that timing of fall color is influenced by the day-to-day conditions this time of year versus what also happened earlier in the season. And so the growing season in general, how much a tree was able to grow does seem to play a role. There's some emerging research that's consistent with other studies about in a dry summer, that's not a great growing season, trees tend to senesce a little on the early side. But then the fall conditions, particularly how cold is it getting at night? How much water has the tree given, seem to really impact some of that timing. And so if you have favorable conditions, it can extend it later.
So let's go to the yard then. And this is starting to be the time of the year, and as we get into November, where you see lots of raking, maybe some burning, which just is a point. People should not be burning right now just because of drought issues. But is there an alternative? If I say don't want to or don't have the time to rake my leaves, what is the alternative to raking them?
Yeah, if you do choose to rake them, you can certainly put them in garden beds or pile them up and add them to a compost. I personally am lazy and haven't raked leaves in a long time. Because what I personally do is I use the lawnmower to just chop them up. And so it helps prevent the leaves from forming a mat that will inhibit some of your grass growth. But it still recycles those nutrients into your yard so that it kind of stays on site.
That's it for today. 2 & 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Mawa Iqbal, Layli Nazarva, and Trent Ford. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 & 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.